Hello and welcome to Reflections of the Father's Heart podcast. Sandy Derby here. I'm so excited that you're joining me on this journey. For our starter episode, I'm going to share a little bit of story and inspiration as we begin to journey together through understanding the reflections of the Father's heart. Please join me in future episodes as I invite guests and share inspiring and motivational stories. Thank you for joining me today. Was the year that I had a very tumultuous and long season that I didn't know if I'd ever get out of. I had been a part of a church for almost 14 years. It was the church where I met Jesus. It was the church where I had formed community and bonds, and I had come to walk very closely with the leaders and really be almost an extension of the leadership staff in terms of working with people and helping people and walking with them through pain. And I had learned so much. And in 2019, I came across a situation that changed the course of my life. I worked with someone, and in the course of our time together, it came out that they had been abused by a previous church member. There were abuses in their home. And I was really a part of supporting and helping this person be able to share their story and get additional help. And in that time, everything had come out with the leadership. And I was talking to leadership 2 to 3 times a week, and we were collaborating. And I thought, wow, I'm really a part of something here. I'm really a part of helping and changing. And this is amazing. And in the midst of that, it suddenly changed. And instead of doing the right thing, this people group turned and decided to protect the image of the church over its hurting people. And I was floored. I couldn't believe what I was witnessing. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And I had conversation after conversation. And there even ended up being a meeting at my office with a group of people that I had once admired who were there in that room meeting with me to discount me and speak against me. And really and truly, it was all because I had been a messenger and because I had been doing the right thing. And so during this time, I was really in flux. And I'm this person that I get up in the morning and the first thing I do is I head out the door and I pray. And yes, that's a good thing, but it's also kind of an essential thing for me. I need to move and I need to talk. And yet these times that had been so precious to me every single morning had gone from preciousness to venting. No longer was I in this place of, I'm just going to connect with my Jesus and we're going to spend this time together. I was venting to God going, why? Where is the justice? Why is this happening? I don't understand. And I would talk in depth about this situation and that situation and what this person had said and that person had said. And I was privy to all of these things. And the other frustration that I had is that because the situation that I was a part of was confidential, I couldn't talk to anyone else. And so more and more and more, I was feeling overwhelmed and overwhelmed and overwhelmed. And at the same time, the marriage that I had been in for 9.5 years was clearly coming to an end. And I didn't have that safe space at home either. And so I'm in this moment day after day where I'm, again, just venting. And I remember this one day. I had started off in prayer and I had moved to venting. And I remember I was coming back down the walkway to head home. And in the middle of my rant, the still small voice of our Lord disrupted my rant, disrupted my thoughts and my voice, and simply said, "You have no idea what it costs me to love people, Sandy." And I stopped. And not only did the Lord share that with me, but in that moment, he allowed me to experience what I believe was just a part of his heart for what it cost him to love people. And I felt the pain of his heart, and it stopped me and brought me to my knees. tears started to run down my face. And I remember I just kept saying, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And it wasn't even that I was saying, I'm so sorry. I've been ranting. It was, oh my goodness. This hurts you so deeply to love people to this degree and to have to know the depths of everyone's stories and yet be their father and see and be a part of these kinds of situations. And I got up and I walked the remaining short walk and then I just sat down and I sat there for a very long time and I cried with God. That moment changed me forever. The Lord had showed me his heart. He had allowed me to grieve with him, if only for a moment. And I got to experience a part of the Father's heart. And that is why this podcast is here. I feel like in my own story and in the multitudes of stories that I've walked with, I have begun to understand, and I say begun because I always feel like there's more and more. There's always these deeper places that we can go to, but I have really begun to understand that we are clueless when it comes to the Father's heart. That so many of us have no idea the vast, immense, profound depth and love of the Father's heart. And yet we're called to reflect his heart. And so we're going to walk in reflections of the Father's heart. I am someone that grew up in a lot of abuse. I did not grow up in a Christian home. I did not grow up in a home where we talked about God. As a matter of fact, the only things that I heard about God in my home were things that were not good. Religion was horrible. Church was horrible. The idea of God was horrible. I was raised by atheists. And quite honestly, I was raised in a satanic culture. And so, in satanic cultures, there's an immense amount of abuse. It was physical, it was verbal, it was sexual. And so, I was decimated from the time I was born. I think I have a little glimmer in the very beginning of my life, and then the rest was just a lot of abuse. And so I left home and took it all with me, but stuffed it all down. And I ended up a meth addict. I ended up 3.5 years using meth every single day, even though I was a VP in a corporate setting. I was so lost. I was hurting so much. And all of the experiences of my childhood were pushed down and suppressed to the point where I would say, I have a really nice family. I had just followed in the footsteps of my parents and of generations before me. And yet all of that trauma and pain was wreaking havoc below the surface. And then God disrupted my addiction. And I had a moment that was like a near-death experience. I didn't die and I didn't leave, but in the middle of it all, in the middle of meth addiction, in the middle of tarot card readings and New Age, the Lord stepped in. And I had an experience that changed me forever. And I went from, I don't believe in God, but maybe I do because I'll get in trouble if I don't. To, okay, you're real and I'm in. I don't even know what to do next, but you're real and I'm in. And I walked away from the meth addiction 3.5 years, one day to the next. And then right after that, I ended up on a plane next to two pastors who reached out to me, and I ended up getting baptized and giving my life to Jesus. And I've often said that, as miraculous as that is, it was really just the beginning of a journey. And that is also my heart with reflections of the Father's heart, is that we have to understand that salvation is absolutely incredible. But there is a journey to be had. There is sanctification to walk through, and healing is such a big part of sanctification. And so I'm deeply excited to get into all of these pieces as we walk through this podcast. But I just wanted to start by way of introduction and to tell you that the Father's heart is absolutely beautiful. And I'm so excited that we're going to have so many different guests and that we're going to have so many different experiences together. One of the other things that really changed me is, I had come to this church and I was a part of this church, and there were a lot of good things for me personally in the beginning, even though it ended up really bad. And it turned out there's a lot of really bad things there. But on a personal note, in the beginning, it was really good, but it was also really boxed off. Only this church, only this place. And so when I got into private practice with coaching and trauma work and grief recovery method, I started to work with all these different people. I started to work with people who were believers and people who were not believers and people from all different walks of life. And I started to see God show up in these really profound ways. And I started to realize that the box that I had been living in was wrong. I'm never going to take away from the fact that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through Jesus. Yes, absolutely. But God works in profound ways. And the more that I worked with people and the more that I walked with people, I saw parts of the heart of the Father that are almost unimaginative. And I started to see that I just really knew so little. And I've been on this journey, not only of healing and not only of things for me, but also of going into these really deep places with Jesus as I've walked with others. I want to take you on that journey. I want to bring you into that journey. It's going to speak to you in really deep ways, but you're going to hear from so many different people. And I'm so excited to walk with you and journey with you. So I just want to welcome you to this podcast. Please tune in. Please know that you're going to hear amazing stories and you're going to hear amazing things. And I just can't wait to be with you. I also want to let you know that I do have a book. It's called The Uncomfortable Journey to Living Born Again. And it is my whole story and my whole healing journey. And so if you're interested in that, there will be a link in every podcast. And I'll get into more depths with all of my own pieces as well as with my guests. And I'm just invigorated and excited to be a part of this with you. So thank you for joining, and please look forward to what's ahead. Thank you for tuning in to Reflections of the Father's Heart podcast. It's been an honor to be with you on this episode. I want to let you know that if you'd like to read Living Born Again, you can find it and the companion workbook on Amazon. I also want you to know that there's going to be incredible and amazing guests week over week over week. Jesus taught in parables because story has the power to equip and to transform. So remember to tune in and be transformed by stories that help you to deepen your understanding of the Father's heart.